So how has it changed in the past 20, 25 years or so? How has the project changed in terms of people over here? Or
it's mostly the...
It got bigger?
We first joined the project. It was run by World War II Maritime people.
I want to see how they... No, you know what? That was packed.
I would say 90% of people that operated the ship and worked on the ship had a maritime background, retired maritime.
Right.
Now, that probably dropped below 50%.
And the funding. Everything is funding today because, you know, to keep the project operational.
Yeah.
We still have to meet the Coast Guard's requirement. We'll be spending $1.5 million to get this in the yard in October.
Right.
That money, we don't receive federal money. It's all donations. We come here and work, we're still paying for our own meals.
Right.
So, you know, everybody does whatever they can to keep her full, keep her sailing, as they say. So, that's the biggest change is the... When we first came here, it felt like, well, I guess it's a great... When we first joined, when I first started talking with me, it was like going back to the school ship, because it was a paramilitary. You had merchant marine people running it,
yeah.
And it was that type of atmosphere, philosophy. Now you have civilians, and then you've got a civilian philosophy.
Yeah.
So that's the big change that I see. And when I first came aboard, I was called a kid.
Yeah.
Now I'm one of the old guys. Pretty good being 50-something years old and they're calling you the kid.
Right? Yeah. Have you been able to recruit younger folks to show up?
It's amazing thing. Right now, Brian Rooney's here. He came as a kid.
Yeah, he came. He graduated of Fort Schuyler.
Oh, yeah.
We've had quite a few of the young ladies, they're graduates of where?
Elena, King Point.
King's Point, both of them at King's Point?
The Maritime College.
One of them is a pilot down at the
Sandy Hook
Pilot Association. And the other one is now in Japan.
Really?
Yeah. Brian is first mate on the Mississippi Queen, mm-hmm. Big River Boat. We have Ben, who is captain of one of the National Geographic ships.
He was also made on Queen Elizabeth.
So we have we were talking to Elena last time I was here, and the captain, when I first came aboard, was very anal about the safety on that gangway, and the electricians took care of the gangway. And one day, we were in Cleveland, Cleveland, Ohio, and we pulled the ship in there. And he wanted me to lower the gangway a little bit, but because two of the younger, Elena and Liam, were on the phone, just playing, I didn't hear Captain Ball tell me to lower. Well, I got one of the worst foot tunes I got later on. Of course, I didn't say I wasn't blaming on
it. Right.
But, you know, here Elena now sails as chief mate. You know, this is this kid that I wanted to bring your neck. Now she's chief mate on the ship. So they've grown up.
Right.
And Elena said, I was fortunate because I had so many grandparents. Because when they came aboard, you see the kids working on board now.
Yep.
You know, if they want to come and they work, they want to be part of the crew, we'll help them out.
Is that the general... approach? I mean, if somebody shows up and has an interest, you'll find work for them to do.
And you can do it. You can be anything you want.
Any department.
Well,
whatever.
Mike Schneider, one of our wipers down the engine room, retired Navy captain. He's the captain of submarine. He don't want to be captain anymore.
Right.
He wants to work as a grease monkey on the engine room. So. You can come here and be anything you want.
And we all get paid the same as the captain.
Yeah. And where can you find a job like that to make as much as the captain?
Except overtime.
Yeah. Do all the overtime you want.
Yeah.